My guest this morning is Krista Scalise, who is the founder of Giggle On. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning, Bob.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we're going to be talking about Giggle On. I'm sure our listeners are thinking, what is Giggle On? So we're going to find out. But before we do, let's find out a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Well, I am a Philly born and bred, cradle Catholic, relocated to the Wilmington area about 14 years ago, have another business here in the area. Former chef, love boxer dogs, working out, and a parishioner at Sacred Heart Oratory here in Wilmington.
Well, okay. So what is Giggle On?
Giggle On is a website that I started about 5 years ago to blog and talk about some of the struggles that I was having and to honor a friend of mine that had passed away. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of years, it has transformed into a blog, into inspiration, labor of love, and have transitioned into doing workshops and seminars for people. So now it's transitioned from a labor of love into a little bit of a company. So
you started this to help yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you were going through a rough time, and you decided to do this for yourself, and it just kind of grew from that, huh?
Correct. I lost a friend of mine to suicide back in 2005, and had struggled myself with depression and a bunch of other things, and decided that utilizing this kind of therapy, which, you know, it's pretty cheap to write, right, to talk about my story and hopefully sharing other things with other people might only help me, but help someone else if they were going through a similar situation. And it might seem odd to listeners, say, what does Giggle On have to do with somebody losing their life? My friend loved to laugh. We had a great time together, so I cherish those wonderful memories that we had. And the phrase Giggle On comes from get your giggle on, which means have fun, have mm-hmm. a good time, enjoy life. So it was a way for me to honor him, talk about some serious issues, but also help encourage and inspire other people. You can get through the trials and tribulations. You know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You can do this, and kind of be a sort of an online cheerleader for them as well.
Mm-hmm. So really the basis of your website and your workshops is that laughter can improve life all the way around.
Correct. I whether I'm doing a religious workshop or a secular workshop, the message is that the joy is always inside of you. And sometimes life happens to us where that gets covered up, mm-hmm. Or we feel like we're in a pit. But one of the things I try to encourage people is the joy, the laughter, the hope, it's always there. And sometimes you need help getting to that point. Mm-hmm. Whether you're in a state of depression or grief or physical pain from an ailment, I've been there. You know, issues and surgeries, to encourage people that laughter helps us flip the switch. So it's not funny when you fall down and break your leg and you're in excruciating pain, but that laughter might take you out of the situation for a few minutes. It might help improve your mood, and there's a lot of physical benefits from laughter as well.
Let's talk about that. How does laughter improve mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional health?
Laughter is nature's counter to stress. So it actually counters the stress response. So what it will do is will help increase your, get your endorphins flowing, increases blood flow, sends happy chemicals to your brain. You start to utilize your diaphragm. Most of the diseases and problems we have, we're talking about stress and chronic stress, mm-hmm. has to do with people that are holding their breath or they're doing shallow breathing in the top part of their chest. If you can get somebody to laugh deeply, I'm going to do it right now. Hopefully it's not too loud for anybody. Bob is smiling because you can't see him. He's smiling here. You're engaging your abdomen. And so what I'm doing there actually is I am forcing the CO2 out, and I'm allowing for full oxygenation. It improves your mood. It counters the effects of stress and depression. I mean, there are studies and studies and studies, and everybody knows laughter is the best medicine. We've heard it a million times. Mm-hmm. It helps maintain healthy blood sugar, protects your heart, improves your self-esteem. You know, you're in a situation where you can't control what's going on, but laughter puts you in control. It puts you in the driver's seat. Say, I can control my response. Mm-hmm. I'm going to laugh at this, and I'm going to move on, and it's going to make me feel better. And the great thing about the hearty belly laughter exercises is that effect will last for hours. You're hanging around with friends or girlfriends or whatever it is, and you've just yucked it up. You feel great after that. Mm-hmm. And a good portion of that is because the chemicals that are released in your body.
So it's a belly laugh, and it helps you in so many different ways.
It does. And one of the things I try to do is I love comedy and humor, and I have a, you know, my sense of humor sometimes can be a little warped, But the great thing about the laughter exercise component is we fake it till we make it. It's contrived when we start it, but after a while it becomes contagious. Mm-hmm. And it's based upon mirror neurons, right? So if I were to yawn right now, you might yawn. Mm-hmm. If I smile at you, which I'm doing right now, is even if you're not smiling back, which he is now, even if you're not smiling back, your brain is saying smiling.
Sure.
Your brain is saying happy chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have folks that might be in a room and I'm doing an event and people are on the periphery and they're like, what's going on here? They're still receiving a positive benefit. And again, from a Catholic perspective, is it's spreading joy.
Mm-hmm.
We're spreading joy to different people. And the hope is that they're going to continue to pay what they've learned forward to someone else who might need that smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smile is one of the best things you can do. If the pharmaceutical companies find out about me, they might, you know, they might come after me. But, you know, smile is cheap and it's free and it's tax-free and it's gluten-free.
So you put on these workshops. What does a participant experience during one of your workshops?
What we'll do is we will identify in some of these workshops what their individual stressors are. We'll identify what some of the joy points in their life are.
Right.
So I want them to focus on what are the things that are causing you problems, because we want to identify those. We want to listen to that. And then we also say, what is fun for you? So what they're going to experience is coaching, cheerleading, and then we're going to clap. We're going to laugh. We're going to do hearty belly laughter, and we're going to do laughter exercises. So imagine we're going to just do this right now as we're sitting down. So in one of the religious-based exercises, we'll do peace be with you laughter. So I'm going to reach out and grab your hand like you would in church.
All right.
And instead of saying peace be with you, we're going to go like this. We're going to laugh. And what will happen is each exercise is about 20 minutes. We do a laughter exercise. We start to breathe. Inhale, reach the arms up. I get people to fully oxygenate. Exhale, give them moments of silence. Get them into basically breath work. The exercises will continue for about 20 minutes. At the end, sometimes I do a laughter meditation. And then I have a period of silence. And the period of silence, believe it or not, is a critical component, because it's in the silence where we start to integrate the benefits of the laughter.
Right.
It's in the silence where we also have the ability to listen to the voice of God speaking to us. So we oftentimes we're so busy and we're active and we're praying, please, Lord, I want this, or help this person, or bless this person, or whatever it is. But when we listen, we can really start to integrate all the benefits of that. And that's the goal. And I want people, when they leave sessions, they feel energized and relaxed.
Yeah.
They're like, wow. And I often will hear, you know, at the beginning of this, I was really stressed out about XYZ and really not bothering me, or that pain in the knee I had, not there. Because it releases endorphins, which reduces pain.
Yeah.
So people leave feeling great, and I say to them, this is inside of you all the time. I just helped you along, but you can do this by yourself at any time. Mm-hmm. So they leave feeling great after basically exercising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't recommend hearty belly laughter if you have stomach staples. You just had abdominal surgery, don't do this. Okay,
right, sure.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum, and my guest today is Krista Scalise, is the founder of Gigalon. It's a website, gigalon.com, and Krista goes around and gives workshops on how to relieve stress and how to improve your mental, physical, and emotional health through giggling. And, you know, and people would say, you know, if you're into religion, you have to be pious, you have to be holy, you have to be serious. And if you look at Pope Francis,
mm-hmm.
the guy's always smiling, is always happy. Our own Bishop Malouli, his motto is rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice.
I mean, we're supposed to be happy people, right?
That's correct. We are here, you know, I say that prayer, you can pray with your body. In order to do the Lord's work, we need to be in the best possible shape that we can be in, so
right.
we can evangelize and reach as many people as possible. And we're supposed to do this joyfully. Pope Francis, you know, he's spoken and said, you know, not every day is a day full of cupcakes and flowers, right? So we have these trials, but we need to remember and be joyful in what we are doing to the best of our ability, so we can be of service to others. One of the quotes that is in my weekly missal when I go to Sacred Heart Oratory is something that fuels me every day, and I'm going to read it because I don't remember it off the top of my head all the time. As each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace, so that in all things God may be glorified. So we're given this gift. We're given this gift of life and of laughter and of blessings. And it's our job, no matter where we are, to share that,
right.
because we're glorifying God in the process. So mm-hmm. be joyful, rejoice, be thankful, because we're very blessed. You know, sometimes it's difficult in the face of trials to do that, but do your best.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the organizations that you've worked with, and what kind of feedback have you gotten from those who have participated in your workshops?
I've done workshops all over the board, which is wonderful, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback. I should brush some letters for you, but I won't read them. I've done work for DuPont, Nemours, Wilmington University, University of Delaware. I've done some good work for our community, Ministry of Caring, St. Joseph on the Brandywine, Ursuline Academy. I recently just did a session for them, assisting with a retreat for 7th and 8th graders, which was a way to talk about stress, depression, bullying. I worked with Ree Flynn over at Ursuline Academy to do that, and it was phenomenal. And the students were very receptive to the message, the mental health message, hearing the story about my friend, and they also enjoyed the laughter component and realizing, hey, I can use this to release stress. Because, you know, you and I are of the same age category. The kids today have some challenges that we did not face in a very fast-paced world. And part of what I'm doing with all of this, with the groups that I reach to, is my goal is to try to save lives. Mm-hmm. And whether it's from a suicide prevention standpoint or trying to assist somebody live a better life and be happier, that's part of the goal. With all this. So I've done stuff for the Delaware, you know, state bar. Lawyers are in a very high category of stress, and actually the suicide rate among attorneys is not so good. You know, some yoga studios and that sort of thing. But I focus on, if somebody's receptive to the message, I'm willing to go out. My favorite session to date was probably the working with House of Joseph II, which is a division of Ministry of Caring for AIDS patients. Mm-hmm. And parents of pediatric oncology patients at AI DuPont Hospital for Children. Mm-hmm. These parents have no reason to laugh. And I was invited in by the child life staff. And within a few minutes, they started to release and let go. At the end of the session, they were playing and having fun. And the woman, Beth Carlo, who's the head of child life, said to me, with little teary-eyed, she said, "You have no idea what you just did for these parents. I've never seen them laugh, let alone smile." Wow. What a great thing. Yeah. And it wasn't me. I was just kind of, you know, I was helping. I was cheerleading along.
Sure.
It's very satisfying to be able to empower people.
Sure.
Yes.
What do you say to people who, when they come to you, say, "You know, I'm just not a happy person. I'm not very smiley. I'm not very giggly." Don't you want to gather up all the grumps in the world and give them a free seminar?
No. I've blogged about this and said that, you know, I've not always been a glass half full chipper kind of person. I spent a good portion of my life being depressed and struggling, and it was a dark, dark place. Yeah. But there's a fake it till you make it component, which sounds trite, and I know, trust me, because I've been there. But it's the smile, right? You get a full facial smile. There's an absolute fake it till you make it component that happens, is you just have to try. You know, because how many people really in the world say, "You know what? I really hate laughing. I hate it. I hate laughing. It makes me feel horrible. I don't want to laugh at all." Who really say? And if you say that, please call me, because I want to know who you are. We need to have a chat. But yeah, there are people like that, and those are the people we need to reach.
Yeah. You say fake it till you make it. Some of the slogans that I've heard is attitude follows actions.
Correct.
And or if you act enthusiastic, you'll be enthusiastic. It does. It sounds trite, but it works.
It absolutely works. And after my friend passed away, I did an enormous amount of self-examination and reading about psychology, positive psychology, self-help books. I went every direction under the sun to try to find how to fix myself and feel better.
Right.
And I had to find my own path to do that. And this was one of the many components that helped me. And I'm hoping that if I reach, who knows, if I reach a million people and I can help 1,000, you know, Mother Teresa once said, if you can only feed one person, right? That's great, is essentially what she said. And I thought for a while that was great. If I can make one person laugh,
right,
that's great. But if I can reach 100 people or 1,000 people or 10,000 people, and in the process, we've saved maybe a couple hundred people from taking an action that's going to end their life or giving them an improved life, then God bless. Let's do it.
Sure. Well, we're out of time. We could go on talking all morning, but unfortunately, we have a limited amount of time. So how can our listeners get more information about your work, maybe contact you and maybe have you come and speak to their group or their church or so forth?
Best way to reach me is to check out my website. Go to gigalon.com. There's a contact section. There's also an enormous amount of resources, laughter and mental health resources and services offered there. You can also send me an email if you'd like at Krista, C-H-R, ISTA at giggleon.com. Giggle as in laugh. Ha ha.
Krista Scalise of giggleon.com. Thanks for being with us today on Catholic Forum.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Next week on Catholic Forum.